through such putrid adolescent slush.
You didn't find it uplifting?
It wasn't in the least bit uplifting. It was totally unbelievable. Why would he give everything up for a woman he's never going to see again?
Because she loved him, and he would have that forever. Isn't that right, sir?
Personally, I thought it started well but fell apart. All the stuff with the ducks all getting into trouble, that was great. Then it all went black and white and I fell asleep.
But sir, that was the cartoon before the main program.
Hang on, chaps, I've got a blip. Quadrant 4, sector 492.
I'm onto it right away, Holly.
Those kind of films really irritate me. Just not realistic. There isn't a man in the universe who wouldn't have taken the job and to hell with a woman. Total baloney.
Remy, you said that about King of Kings, the story of Jesus.
Well, it's true. A simple carpenter's son who learns how to do magic tricks like that and doesn't go into show business? Do any of us believe that, even for a second?
He was supposed to be the son of God.
And when he was carrying that cross up the hill, any normal, realistic bloke would have mule-kicked the guy on the left, clobbered the one on the right, been over that green hill and far away before he could say Pontius Pilate.
Why do I feel that somehow you've missed the point? I mean, whether you believe that stuff or not, it's about a dude who sacrifices his life for love.
Not realistic. As if.
He's got no soul, man. No soul.
Sirs, I think you should take a look at this.
Another vessel?
Too small. Maybe a missile.
Impact in 37 seconds.
Plotting random evasion course.
What? Am I the only sane one here? Why don't we drop the defensive shields?
A superlative suggestion, sir, with just two minor flaws. One, we don't have any defensive shields. And two, we don't have any defensive shields. Now, I realize that technically speaking, that's only one flaw, but I thought it was such a big one, it was worth mentioning twice.
Good point, well made.
Rimmer, what are you doing?
It's incredible. It's beautiful.
It's not registering on any scale. Mass, velocity, molecular structure, all the readings are zero. Sir, I'm picking up some kind of energy emission. They've taken Mr. Rimmer.
Sure, they've taken Mr. Rimmer. Quick, let's get out of here before they bring him back.
I hope we didn't startle you. Nirvana Craig.
You touched me. I can touch. How is this possible?
This entire ship, its crew, and everything on it is computer generated.
You're all holograms, even the ship?
Salut.
Salut.
How big's the crew?
Just under 2,000. All top flight personnel.
What a ship.
Floor 3125. Sports and sexual recreation.
Sports and what?
Sex. Don't you have a sex deck on your ship?
No.
Well, what do you do when you want to have sex?
Well, we go for runs. Watch gardening programs on the ship's vid?
It's very bad for you. Don't you ever feel tense or frustrated?
Well, it's got worse these last 10 years or so, I can't deny it.
Extraordinary. It's quite different here. In fact, it's a ship regulation that we all have sexual congress at least twice a day. It's a health rule.
Twice a day? That's more than some people manage in a lifetime. I mean sad, lonely people. But what happens if you don't have a partner?
If you don't have a partner?
Well, I mean, some people, sad, lonely people, find that people just aren't attracted to them in that kind of way.
I don't understand. Here it is considered the height of bad manners to refuse an offer of sexual coupling.
Well, people have always complimented me on my good manners. What a ship!
We discarded the concept of family in the 25th century, when scientists finally proved that all our hang-ups and neuroses are caused by our parents.
I knew it.
Families is disastrous for your mental health. So are relationships. These are outmoded concepts for us.
But what about love? Surely people still fall in love.
We have developed beyond love, Mr. Rimmer. That is a short-term hormonal distraction which interferes with the pure pursuit of personal advancement. We are holograms.